What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life That Does Live. Your boy, Fetty J. It is another quite beautiful Monday. And, man, glad to have you on the building. And another day to add to the Dust Music Month. And it's been a great month so far, man. Like, if y'all have not caught all the shows, I definitely check them back out. You can always go see them many different ways. That's at blogtalkradio.com/Fetty J. You can even go to iTunes, in which you can listen to them for free on iTunes as well. Just look for it under Life of the Dust Live. And then also on the Dust Spot, just click the tab that says Life of the Dust, and it lets you listen to all the shows. But, man, today's show is going to be crazy. And crazy to be crazy in more ways than one. Definitely, you know, this is the one thing that we're known for on this show is we do things different than what other people do. We don't put ourselves in a box, but, you know, different music is always welcome here. And the thing is, that's why so many people have supported us for so long. And I appreciate everyone for just rocking me all throughout my journeys. And today's not going to be any different, man. Definitely. I'm going to say big up to my boy, YZ. I'm about to bring him on here in just a second. And this dude here, man, what I like about him is, you know, he's taking what most people would take. You know, they take punk music as far as this rock and has fused it with hip-hop and has done a very great job of it. Like, you can tell he's not just, there's no gimmicks or nothing with it. He's doing what's coming straight from how he feels, how he wants to express himself in music. And I always like that when people really are doing what they really feel they want to do with music, not just doing something that people told them to do. So, man, I'm going to go ahead and bring him on now. Without further ado, the man of the hour, he also goes by another nickname, Papa Zay. What's up?
Man, greetings. What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm glad to have you on the show, man. It's definitely, you know, we've been chopping up. I actually got a chance to chop it up with you in the Skype call. And
right.
It's crazy. I ain't used Skype in so long. Like, you were one of the first people I used Skype with in, like, months. So, like,
well,
yeah, this dude brought me back to a Skype hiatus.
I'm honored for you to have me, man. I really appreciate it, you know.
Oh, definitely, man. Now, we got so much to chop up because, you know, one of the things, especially when a new entity of music comes through the show, we always got to show love to that. And, you know, people always don't know, okay, so kind of tell us a little bit about it. Like, so off the bat, we're going to take it all the way back. Let's go to what actually led you to get into music in the very first place anyway.
Well, since a child, you know, I've been infatuated with horror. You know, I took something that was so dear to me and created something that was so passionate within me that I had no choice but to express it. See, I'm born in 82. I grew up in a time where horror was just like the main focus from The Dawn of the Dead, The Night of the Dead, Michael Jackson's Thriller. You know, horror, as a child, to get me to shut up, my mother used to put on Thriller. Like, I wouldn't stop crying or doing whatever. For me to shut up, she had to put on something scary. So I've been, like, infatuated with paranormal activity, you know, zombies and things of that nature my whole life. I love fear. I love the excitement, the thrill of it, and I turned it into a magnificent style of horror within my music.
Definitely. And you know, listen to it, I got a chance to, you know, when we were chopping up with each other too, you know, you actually got a chance to see one of your videos and all that kind of stuff. So
right.
Before I get into that, explain this fusion of music that you got going on. Explain the different style of music and why it's definitely taking hip hop to yet another direction. Showing that hip hop is just in one. You can't put hip hop in one bubble.
Right, right. And see, and that's the same thing that I struggle with because of my vulgarity and everything that I do is kind of hard. But the thing about it is between anything else, you know, being the type of person I am, I learned that when constructing anything of any type of importance, you gotta give it your all. And learning and listening to the same thing over and over again on the radio or on CDs, like, I see so many gangsters, I hear so many different types of hip hop, but everybody doing the same thing. Like, I didn't want to be like everybody else. I get tired of hearing the same thing. Like, I already got my gangster rap I listen to. I already got, you know, the rock and roll, this and that, whatever the case may be. I wanted to be different, you know what I'm saying? So me being able to express myself freely, you know what I'm saying, brought me to this. I ain't got nobody controlling me or telling me, no, I don't care if people don't like it, poor or whatever. There's something things about people. It's like when you fought, somebody going to sniff. They don't like the smell of it, but they going to sniff. It's the same way with horror. Everybody ain't got to like it, but they still going to look. You know what I'm saying? Just to say, oh, you see that nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm infatuated with blood, guts, drama in all aspects of it, bro. Like, that's just me. I like to take what our hidden passions is. You know, we was all born in sin, you know what I mean, in my eyes. And this world belongs to Satan in my eyes. And we have a lot of hidden passions that we like, whether it's dealing with sex, violence, anything of that nature. So I take my music and give it an opportunity to expose it. Instead of glorifying the street life, like, oh, my drugs, my guns, how many females I got, my cars, I decided to talk about things that you don't hear every day. See, put you in videos, let you see videos that you don't see every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a total different walk of life than with everybody. That's why people like seeing it. That's why people like seeing it, because they don't see it every day. That's the same thing with these horror movies and everything else. It's my passion. But I thank everybody for their attention, you know what I'm saying, and everything that I do, you know what I'm saying, because I really didn't do this because money or anything of that nature. This is my passion. I'm always going to be strictly horror. This is me. This is who I am. From back in the day when my first track started coming out, they was all horrified. You know what I mean? That's just how I am. I changed it periodically throughout my growth spurts for different type of people or different type of record labels I was messing with as I was growing. But, you know what I mean? It wasn't me. That's why I left those situations, because they kept trying to change me. You catch what I'm saying? But now I got my full creativity, so I'm giving the world YZ, Papa Z, the Prince of Darkness, the Dark Angel, flat out.
And one thing I can say is, too, like, one I can attest to, like, looking at your videos, I mean, you don't stay, like, it goes back to how you say how it is with your music. Like, sometimes we get bored of watching music videos because it's the same thing. There's no imagination. That's why when you see those few that come every now and then, you get so excited, like it's Christmas,
right?
Because you don't really see nothing different. And you want the video.
Right.
The videos aren't telling a story anymore. They're just,
right,
hey, shake your butt. There's some booty shaking songs that tell stories, but people don't know how to do that right.
exactly. And it's like, you know, only thing I'm hearing is the same thing over and over again, but with just a different voice or a little bit way in how they words, how they play with their words. And I mean, to be totally honest with you, you know, with me having the love for, you know, the mother of our civilization, you know, the incubators of life, having love for my children, my mother, having love for, you know, the different thing aspects of Earth, I don't condone that shit no more. Just like I ain't selling drugs, you know, pushing fucking dope or heroin and shit, like, that shit is not cool. That don't make a G. That don't make horror to me. I expose all this shit, all the dark passions that everybody think they so righteous or so perfect or so right. All these little hidden dark passions and sins that we have within us, I choose to expose it all. And that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. If the white man got Ron Zombie, no offense, I love white people, but white people, if they got Ron Zombie, why can't we in the hood have a Zombie? You know what I'm saying? We need our own figure, our own figure in the hip-hop hall. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking for the support of all minds within the urban community, you know what I'm saying? You know, the inner city, whatever, or however you want word, the support of Zombie. I'm out here, and I'm not playing, and I'm not changing. This is a walk of life. I walk around all day scaring motherfuckers like this. This is what I do.
Right, so, I mean, and that's the thing, too, like you said, like, it's just you got to be yourself in the industry. I mean, that's what this whole month is all about, like, focusing on that with people knowing that there's certain ways you got to go. Like, DJ PN, it's funny you said, DJ PN was on the other day. He was saying the same thing. He said he's tired of artists coming, sending them music, and they're like trying to sound like Drake or trying to sound like Wayne instead of trying to sound themselves. It's getting old.
Right. And that's funny. And that's all I'm saying, bro. Like, you know, I've been rapping since I was a kid. And I told myself, yo, and I noticed that I ain't make it nowhere. I've noticed, like, through all the years of me rapping, I ain't making no way. So I got educated myself and took a step outside myself and walked a circle around myself, looked at everything that's going on. I realized it's 100,000 in one city trying to do the same thing I'm doing, not to mention the other city, you feel me? So I was like, man, you know what? It is what it is, man. I don't want to be in no rat race to the top with nobody else, man. You catch what I'm saying? I'm not going to be in nobody battles. I'm too emotional. I will kill one of you suck-ass niggas, man, disrespecting me in my face, man. I don't care who the fuck you think you is. You know what I'm saying? This is real serious to me, man. This is a walk of life. I'm not a Satanist. I don't do religion. You know what I'm saying? I'm spiritual, and my spiritual power draws a lot from my music. You know what I'm saying? So I mean my shit, motherfucker. When I tell a motherfucker I'm going to bite your face, I will bite your face, and I don't need no bad sauce.
One thing is I got what I found interesting, you know, and which is how we met, linked up with each other, is you actually got to be geared up and being a part of Global Tech Mixtape Series.
Scott, yo, Global Mixtape is where it's at, man. If motherfucker, yo, I'm telling you, big ups to Scott, yo, because he doing his thing right now, yo. And anybody that's supporting that man, yo, I thank you, yo, because yo, he's a nonstop push, yo. That man works. He works too. So anybody messing with him, yo, you know what I'm saying? Know that he working for you, man. You know what I'm saying? That man pushes, yo. He really pushes, man.
Right. And I've known him for some years now. We've been working on so many projects with each other.
Right.
And I've watched all the transition. So, man, I mean, like you said, like that dude is pretty cool. And, you know, that's why it's interesting. But yet again, I make this point all the time. And anybody want to say, you know, you're just saying that, but you can go back and listen to all the shows I've talked about this. Every person that's came on this show from the Global Tech Mixtape Series doesn't sound like the other person. Like, I really sit there and go, okay, let me see if they're going to sound the other person. And, oh, my God, we're going to hit the same old, same old. But y'all don't, none of y'all sound alike.
That's because that shit called Global Tech. That's because it's Global Attack, Steady. That nigga, he ain't playing no games, man. We ain't playing no games, man. I'm taking a whole call global. Global Attack Mixtape, internationalhiphop.com. I'm not playing with them. You know what I'm saying? I got ads in screamhorde.com magazine, you know, over 30,000 printed in the UK, same way with Shock Horror. I'm in Shock Horror in the UK, over 30,000 printed bi-monthly. I'm not playing, yo. You know what I'm saying? This whole thing is a blessing, you know, and I'm humble and I'm very appreciative for all y'all, everybody, my fans, my vessels, everybody that speaks on my behalf, you know what I'm saying? All my vessels, and I love you all, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. I appreciate you all.
Now, as far as Yeah, and you touch on something a feature I want to talk about actually. Shock Horror, man, how was that, nigga? I saw, you know, that was actually the issue that had Alice Cooper in it, man. How was that?
Oh man, like, you know, it's a blessing to even work with people from out of the country. I come to realize a lot of my horror fans, see, when I started doing horror, I didn't realize that a lot of it is overseas. Like, a lot of people overseas are real, real serious horror fans. So when they hit me and told me that they ain't never seen a rapper like me or what so have you, and just, I'm their first rap review, they gave me a 4 stars on my music. I mean, it's just been remarkable working with them, you know what I mean, from the artwork done by Fatal Graphics to the features on my project with Bloodshot. You know, he's awesome. He's down there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, doing it real big. Shout out to him. I got Morbid X from Slit Wrist on my shit, you know, playing the tunes on the wicked ass guitar. Got a Bobby Sick, you know, Chuckles, a couple other people from Germany and Russia. You know what I mean? People, you know, we bond together. You know, we bond together in this whole core, yo. Because you know, you're right. You know what I'm saying? It is different. You know what I'm saying? It is different. So, you know, it's very explicit. You know, for people to catch an ear to this, it's something different. It's something different for you, and it's very mellow, vicious. So you really gonna enjoy it. You know, but it is scary. And I'm not just rapping or rhyming words that are nasty and disgusting. No, I don't even cuss. I don't even cuss for real. You know, what I do is actually specialize in fear tactics. I scare you how I speak my words, you know, how I record my words, the sound effects, the beat. I specialize in scaring you to, I really think about these things. I put my all into these facts. I don't just glorify no street life and write something that I could freestyle. You know what I mean? I actually sit and study things from cultures and different things of that nature to bring you real serious horror.
Oh, definitely. Now, we're gonna go to a quick music break and then come back and chop it up with you some more, because, man, not only we gonna chop it up some more about your music or whatnot, we're gonna chop it up with you about some of these crazy current events that, you know, we do every Monday.
Yeah,
Now, before we do that, I want you to, what song do you want to play first on this break?
On this break, you know what, let's hit them. It's 9 o'clock. It's Monday night. You know, everybody probably in the crib with their shawty or whatever. Hit them with Sodom Macaza. You know,
that was thrown.
Right.
I was like, okay.
Yeah,
all right, here we go, y'all. We'll be right back.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Cedric J, my special guest before Papa Zerg.
Yo, what up?
Now, who did the production on that, man? I was mellow music. I'm impressed I can have my mellow music in my life, too, man. As crazy as I am, I got to be mellow as hell.
Yeah, man. Yo, that right there was done in Street Legal, man. Shout out to Uncle Mark, man, in Street Legal, man, because, I mean, he's remarkable. And Rob Schuyler singing on that joint, man, I'm telling you, he's remarkable. Anything he touches when it comes to his shit, man. And then Astar, she the singer, man, on there too. She's Brazilian, man. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm loving everybody, you know, whatever, you know, what anybody got to say about anybody or anything else, you know. A lot of people ask me, like, you know, Zay, how you do your music? Why the fuck, you know, you ain't fucking with this purple, this people, that, you know what I mean? I like the people that I mess with, people that God send me in my life. You know, I'm not rushing to meet anybody or rushing to do this. I do this style of music because it's actually in me. Like, when I perform, I actually have the actual event, like dancers, makeup team, you know, actually like real serious acts, not just standing on stage with a group of niggas rapping to you. You know what I mean? I actually perform horrid acts, you know, rather it's suspension hanging. I'll do that too, but I can't do it all the time. That shit, you know, I'll do a couple months. I mean, once every couple months, but I'll do that shit too. Whatever it is it takes me to do, you know, for any event to strike fear and the motherfucker watching me, that's what the hell I do. Whether it's eating body parts on stage, all that shit, I do it all.
That's strong now. Oh, man, now. All right, so now y'all know it's Monday. And, of course, Monday is known as Hot After Dusk, and that's where we go in. Not only have hot music and hot guests, like my guest Papa Zay, but,
right,
man, we got some crazy news, man. First off, let's go on a real crazy note, man. I'm excited about this. I don't know about y'all, but all I gotta say is one thing: whoop 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 whoop. Those of y'all should know what that is from. Y'all know what that is from. Y'all know what I'm getting ready to talk about, and that is my boy Arsenio Hall is been reported. Arsenio Hall will be returning. Come to late night TV, you know, TV again, man. I'm so excited about this. And actually, it's ironic. CBS is the people who's bringing them back, ironically. So, man, I can't wait to see this, man. It'd be crazy. I'm like, man, y'all know, man. I mean, come on, this guy's had everybody. Farrakhan's been in the show.
Yeah.
He had Bill Clinton playing his saxophone on there. I mean, come
hell
on, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's hot.
And he's had everybody on there. Like, it's crazy. Matter of fact, that was on his show was when Magic Johnson actually appeared in the show and announced that he had contracted HIV. So
I remember
this show has been monumental, man. Like,
yeah, but
if you don't know about Arsenio Hall, come on, Arsenio.
Yeah, why he disappeared like that?
You know, I guess, you know, because he dropped the show in 90, he was from 89 and 94, and, man, that's the thing, because I've been asking, you know how sometimes some stars, they fall back for a while and whatnot. But, you know, he came back on, he's been making a huge comeback, especially he was on Donald Trump's show on The Apprentice. It was on there, so I guess, you know, that's helped spark the interest back into him again, you know, make people get real excited about, hey, we got to bring this dude back. And most of us still, you know, we all still geared up about, you know, and you remember his show back in the day, and he still had the same energy, too. So, I mean, him bringing his show back is going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen from this.
Yeah, definitely will be. Big up to Arsenio Hall, man, doing it real good. I like that.
I got to send big ups to him on that because me being a personality, people like himself set the forefront for me. So I definitely want to say big ups to Arsenio.
Yeah.
Man, to this day, I mean, when nobody, that man is famous for that. If now you tell you go somewhere, everybody doing it now.
Yeah,
so,
Oh, yeah.
Another crazy story, man. Mike Tyson, man. Mike Tyson. and he's about to do a one-man show. This man here, man.
A one-man show?
I'm tripping. Yeah, he's about to do a one-man show on Broadway. And he's teaming up with Spike Lee.
Get out of here. Okay. Spike
Lee. So, yeah. Yes, man. This is going up from July 31st to August 5th. It's entitled Mike Tyson Undisputed Truth. And it would be a short raw professional on the highs and lows of his life. Of course, him being a retired heavyweight as well as a tabloid target.
Yeah, so this is going to be pretty good then. I thought it was going to be okay.
Running around, kicking up his legs, doing that kind of
mm-hmm.
because he has been doing kind of tricky stuff like that.
Mike Tyson put his legs on the street. The bitch, you better not be on no Broadway dancing, doing nothing stupid with your big ass, nigga.
I know. What you gonna do? I wonder if he's gonna bite an ear off doing the Broadway.
Yeah. Oh, if he bite an ear off for me, nigga, on stage, nigga, I want to be there, nigga, because I'm running on stage and biting with him.
Oh man!
Shit, give me some of that, motherfucker. I want to eat everybody's ears. I want to eat your ears, your eyes, motherfucker. Your ears and your eyes is a specialty to me. I will eat the motherfuckers every day.
Now, this isn't my new story, but we going off this because you kind of touched it on Facebook. I be on it. I be doing my research. Touched this on Facebook. You were going in on this, too. The people with these bath salts, man, like, I said, man, well, share your whole thought process on that because, you know, people are really going crazy now with this bath salt.
Man, I'm going to tell you something, right? You know, anybody that know about me or know what's up, I've been doing this since high school with, you know what I mean? I got a song when I was in high school talking about taking your face off, you know what I'm saying, and all that other shit with Hellraiser on the soundtrack and all that. But motherfucking, man, this drug-induced shit, you feel what I'm saying, it's pretty cool. I like it, you feel what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie to you. I like it, you know. A lot of people talking bad about bath salts and all that shit, of course, you know. But, you know, me type nigga, you got to understand something, man. I grew up in the streets. I done did almost every drug you could think about except for dope and crack and coke and shit like that, dumb shit like that. And hallucinogens and shit like that, man, I love them. For me to go outside of the motherfucking, outside of reality, you know what I mean, once in the blue moon, you know what I'm saying, it's fun to me. I don't give a fuck with it. So all the motherfuckers just doing it just because they high off fast salt, motherfucker, imagine me doing some shit like that and I ain't high. And then imagine me taking some bath. Then imagine me taking some bath salts, motherfucker. You got a problem. Don't put no bath salts in my motherfucker face. But I will take some bath salts and you got a motherfucking problem. You got a problem.
Because, I mean, it's been, you know, that's been the talk. You know, not everybody won. I mean, you're going to start catching it now, man. Just watch. Now, every rapper, there's going to be a couple rappers going to throw that into their lines now. Like, yeah, man,
yeah,
I'm going to work out for this now. Like, instead of just, they weren't even thinking about that. They just doing it just to be doing it. Like,
man, you know, that shit, people don't know their statutes of limitations, you know what I'm saying? That's all that is about when it comes to this shit. We had cannibals here, you know what I'm saying, from the beginning of time, we've been eating each other, eating shit, you know what I'm saying? Man, I'm not trying to hear that about anything about no damn bath salt. You want to blame it on bath salts now, man? You need to, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer was eating that shit before it was cool. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, my bath salts ain't make no shit change, man. Y'all motherfuckers need to wake up and see that is motherfucking people in this world that do shit like this on a regular basis. Y'all motherfuckers don't know what it is. I don't give a fuck what these rappers do. You know what I'm saying? I know that I will. And you know why? Because I got the credibility to do it, motherfucker, because I've been doing
exactly.
It for so long, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Y'all motherfuckers ain't never, nigga, please, I don't give a fuck. That's why I told you, I'm too emotional, Steady. I can't deal with these rapping-ass niggas. I don't like all that fake-ass shit, man. Get that shit away from me, man.
Most definitely. Now, Speaking of crates, I'm about to go. About to take it over to the internationalhiphop.com world, internationalhiphop.com, which is your source for the hottest hip hop news around the world. Now we got some crazy stories from there, man. Machine Gun Kelly is being sued for damages in excess of $15,000. Now, why is he getting sued? He's getting sued because he allegedly threw a bottle at a bouncer and cut open his finger.
Yes, feed the fucking shed. Shout out to Bobby Sick.
So, man, I'm sitting here looking at 15 G's. Man,
I'm sitting here thinking,
for cutting his finger open, he getting 15 G's?
That's crazy.
If I was there,
I would have been. I would let them cut me on the face for that. You could have put me about 50 on my face for that, nigga. 15 stacks, I lost my career right now, nigga. Give me 15 stacks, I take $1.50.
Right, man. I'm sitting here looking like doing the math, like, man. I guess. So, we're going to see how that comes out, man. It's definitely crazy.
I mean, it's the world today, y'all. It's the world today, man. Shout out to that nigga for having the cash to do it. Hopefully, I'll be there soon. And y'all got a fucking problem to make me rich, motherfucker. Because I'm terrorizing the world. Horror everywhere, nigga. I'm fucking around. I have my reward talk. I'm terrorizing the world, boy.
It's going crazy, though. I'm one of those people, I can play some of those songs on the keyboard, but I get scared as hell. I used to be extra scared as hell back in the day, man. It's been like, oh my god, what the hell's going on?
And, yo, I've been recording, yo, and the booth just feel like it was possessed, yo. Like they'll be recorded, then it won't be recorded. All these voices behind the shit. Motherfuckers used to be scared to record me, like, yo, where the motherfuckers put it at, man? Yes, sir. I love it.
All right, we got one more big story. Apparently, Nicki Minaj is voicing her anger about healthcare right now. After Moesha actress Yvette Wilson died from cancer last week.
Uh-oh.
It was said that she was trying to raise money for her meds or whatnot. And this woman was at one point in time known for, of course, having all those roles and whatnot, that she's done Thea and all that. And, heck, of course, a lot of y'all know her from Friday when she was talking about shit like Janet Jackson.
Right.
She was voicing her opinion about that because she was saying it's interesting how, the IRS will take all this money from you, but when you're at your deathbed and you save money that could help, save your life, they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
And so she's making the point that, she just feels that there should be free health care for all. Now, here's the... Now, I got to voice my opinion. Here's the catch 22 because, a lot of these artists that have all this money say this stuff, but the moment that they hear the word that it's going to come out, that in order to help fund some of this stuff, it's going to come out of that money, they're going to start getting tight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just saying, be careful what you wish because I know better. I know if I want this certain things to happen, certain sacrifice, or every time there's something. Some positive thing happens, there had to be a sacrifice being made in order for it to happen.
All the time, every time. When everyone's born, it's never one late. And I'm telling you, you don't see it. I told you we all born in sin. Look how wicked this world is. Look how wicked this world is. So our own government ain't got a goddamn shame.
They get their burr, burr, burr on that note.
No, that's why. That's why I don't like the way
you know, they do things, you know, cattle slavery turned to modern day economical slavery. You're now a slave to the dollar. Your boss controls everything about you. You feel what I'm saying? Rather, he controls how much time you got with your family, where you live at, what kind of car you drive, what kind of clothes you wear, where you go, you know. So you got two things here. He will be a slave or a slave on. And with all these motherfuckers with all this money, you know, not helping, it's only making things worse. It's only making things worse.
Right. I mean, it's crazy. Like, sometimes you watch these movies, like, on Lottery Ticket, she said a very key quote. Some people might just say, hey, this is a movie, but sometimes they got to pay attention. Sometimes some of these movies, they're saying things that are very, very key. And she was saying how, you know, when you get money, you should give it back. You know, and so many rappers, they got all this money, and all they're doing is giving out shout-outs. Been shout out to my hood. Instead of just shouting out to your hood, why don't you get back to your hood, help these people get do better and whatnot.
Yep. But, hey, we live in sin, like I said. Born in sin, baptized in blood. You think these motherfuckers give a fuck about anybody but they self, part my friends. But they don't care. Nobody cares about nobody but what's going on in their circle. So things ain't going to change. It's going to take a catastrophical event for anything to alter here when it comes to our government and how we run things. We worrying about clothes, how we going to pay this bill, what kind of car we drive. Then we lost our true identification of what we was created for. We living for principles that don't even make sense as human beings no more. Even from the things that we doing, you know what I'm saying? Watching on TV, fuck all this, man. I don't care, man. That's why I do the type of music I do. I expose all of this, all our dark passions within all of this stuff, man. Shetty, I'm tired. I'm tired of it.
That being said, go ahead and introduce your other track, man. And we come back, then we're going to chop it up on the rest of, you know, a little bit more about you, man.
That's what it be, G. The next track is Internecine, you know what I'm saying? Featuring Rob Schuyler. You know, it's a very special track to me. You know, makes a lot of sense. Pay attention to it. You might learn something.
What I say? Once you get that blood on your hand, you want more.
Right, don't wait for it to, what I hear is people wait for it to be a fad unnecessarily.
Because,
yeah, stop waiting.
They don't got no individuality. People don't know how to be themselves. They want to do what everybody else do. Or somebody tell them jump off a bridge, they're going to jump. You know what I'm saying? To all my real people, you know what I'm saying, that appreciate music from all aspects of life, you know what I'm saying, that appreciate people for who they are, you know, even though they know how to recognize they hate, you catch what I'm saying, pay attention to it. Pay attention to it, because it ain't just something, you know, me just putting some shit on wax and trying to make you buy. This is something I'm giving to you. You're from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Pay attention to it.
Exactly. Oh, shout out to my dog over here. He's been good the whole time. He's listening.
That's,
he's just sitting there, like his ear all bothered. Like he's just chilling. Like I'm just laying back in my back listening.
Right.
So he's been behaving. He ain't moved or nothing. He ain't moving like he did anything, but he's just chilling and listening, so it's interesting. I'm just tripped up with the dog.
My people, too. I told the kids and the dog to shut the hell up, and everybody shut up. Yeah, man.
Yeah, this dog, he's beyond it. He's chilling today. He's just relaxing. But,
that's what's up.
Nah, man.
We got a lot going on, bro. I got the comic book, you know, Allegiance. You can check that out off of my Facebook, you know, Allegiance. That's on Facebook, free download. We got the a video game being made up off of that too, steady right now, from a school called ACI down here in Baltimore, Maryland. You know, classroom of students and two professors right now. Shout out to them, Professor Tobias and all them developing this video game. It's gonna be sick, you know. I'm just working, yo, from the clothing line, the state with Fatal Graphics, you know, they're awesome to my features, you know what I mean, that I have on this project, and all my friends and families and supporters. You know, I just appreciate everybody, man, because it's a movement, man. This horror thing, you know, it's not just music. I got, like, from the theatrical event, you know, from me, you know, to the performances and everything, you know, I'm trying to do it. You know, it's taking some time because I got a lot going on. You know, but God willing and putting me in the right people's hands as he is in progress in my life so far, yo. You know, things are gonna take off the way they need to so the whole world can see my vision within this good horror.
Now, here's a couple of tough questions for you. First one, man, as far as like what do you see this movement as a whole within the next 5 years?
Oh, my God, yo, like, in the next 5 years, I'm going to have my own artist. Like, I'm trying to actually, like, create characters, you know what I mean, and have everybody, you know, be these individuals or look for these. I'm looking for certain people. When I grab these certain people and put this whole movement together, you know, it's going to be astronomical. It's going to be astronomical. There's no explanation as far as the distance that we'll be able to take it, you know, when it comes to creativity. Because I found ways within scare tactics from audio and video between sound waves and different things of that nature to strike different type of emotions within people. So as I'm developing these styles of beat making and these styles of both vocal abilities and vocabulary and how to express them, how to emphasize them. You know, things are developing like crazy, and I'm loving every minute of it. You know, I'm loving every minute of it.
Hey, now, this one's not necessarily a tough one, but as far as, like a top, like I guess at least five things you recommend to artists that's trying to get started in music, period, what's some of the things you recommend they should do getting started?
First off, make sure that you want to do it because it's who you are as a person, not because it's what you see everybody else do. Second of all, have a reason behind it. Have not just a goal. Everybody can make a goal, but what's your reason behind creating the type of music you create? What's the reason behind you being the type of person you are? Then look at the type of person you are, because these days people ain't buying music just because it sounds good. people buy a lifestyle. So if you any type of a snitch or a whore or a type of clown, people gonna see that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I don't want that bubblegum ass shit in my boom box, my car, or my house. So if this is what you wanna do to move millions of people, make sure that you're a million of people capable of leaving. Don't bring me or come to me asking me to hear or be a part of something that you ain't even focused on correctly on who you are as a person. Get your morals, values, and principles straight in your life. Become a man first before you decide to lead anybody in any type of music that you display.
Most definitely. So, yeah, I mean, in person, if everyone that's, as far as you miss any parts of the show, always go back and go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can go to iTunes, type in Life at the Dust Live. Look for the episode that says Dust Music Month, and we have a boy at YZ right there, and then you can listen to it as much as you want to. Oh, free. And it's on Dust Spot as well on the Life at Dust tab. Now, as far as let everyone know as far as like how they can keep in touch with your music and all your movements you got going on.
Man, SoundCloud.com/ballyzae. Main site, www.waze.com. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, number one source of everything. But you can also follow me on Twitter at waze. You know, all that. You know, I got all that going on. So just, you can Google my name. Just put YZ in the Google bar. That's all you gotta do. Google me, bitch. That's all you gotta do.
Google me.
Google me, man. Just Google me. A lot of pages are gonna pop up. You can find me a lot of different places, man. A lot of different places, man. I'm out here pushing like the next man. You know, but doing it my way. You know, instead of moving on everybody else's tone, I'm moving it my own. You know.
Now, you know what I find amazing, because it's just like, let's say, for instance, Sadie J, I picked my name very wisely.
Sadie J.
For a reason. It's going to be a lot of people that's going to bite. They're going to try to use your name. They're going to try to use your name on trying to get themselves up. But I got to tell you all the time, man, y'all think about what you do, because sometimes all you do is help out search engine. Our results is get better, so think we can use our names.
Man, look, man, I Google myself daily. Like, and when you Google me, don't nothing pop up but like fucking 50 pages of just me. Like, ain't nobody else spell my name the way I spell it. You know, it's a couple foreigners out there in the world that tried, but ain't no succeed. You know what I mean? But My shit is what it is, man. Steady, they know how to get, man. Steady, I love you, yo. This show is what it is, man. I see why you got so many listeners on this motherfucker, boy. I ain't been on the radio that I could be so motherfucker free and just say motherfucker, bitch.
That's it. At the end of the day, man, I got to send a shout out to, like I said, yet again, listeners in.
Right.
You know, like I said at the beginning, without them, it just wouldn't. This show wouldn't be. It's been running. In March, we did it. It hit 3 years, and so we've been doing it for so long, and the reason why it has so many numbers on it and whatnot is because so many different people they're so tired of the same old thing, and I watch some of these shows. Y'all been thinking, I support some of y'all major radio stations, but y'all thinking y'all slick. I've noticed y'all try to copy some of my swag. I've watched. You don't know what you're saying. You're just saying that, but when it's verbatim, I was the exact same thing that you started. Come on, y'all. Because all I'm going to do at the end of the day is I'm always going to keep something fresh that's coming straight from me. So you can swag eject something, I'm always going to have something new. Just like what nobody's been doing. But nobody did a battle of Texas the way I was, and all of a sudden everybody in my own, yeah, let's do that. I think it was like he got a bunch of people going there and that. It's like, here we go. Everyone is, but that's the thing. Admirers are always great. It means you're doing something right and people are admiring. Even haters. Haters, I tell people all the time, haters are admirers too. They have a crazy way of expressing their admiration.
Dog, that's the most, do you know hate is one is the third most powerful expression? See, a lot of us as men, we got taught that emotions is whack. But through our first trimester of life, we learn everything from the womb, from the woman. You know what I'm saying? And emotions, and when it comes to my study between spirituality, emotions hold the source of a lot of power, you know what I'm saying, within the soul. And if you can recognize these powers and learn to use them adequately, they can move you justly. But people don't, you know, so they don't have a correct equilibrium of emotion set, you know what I'm saying? But I let them move. I let them move because I recognize demons and angels.
Right. I mean, it goes to the point where how, because I'm such a nice person and woo-doo-woo-doo-woo, it was like, damn, boy, say, can you fight or whatnot? And I have been in fights, you know, and people are like, what the heck? The thing is, like you said, when you're controlling your emotions, it controls the source of power. And when I'm in fight mode, I don't know who the hell I am when I'm going to fight mode. I don't, like, that's why I'm like, I come out with nothing better than nice, and like, oh, I might not be able to fight. But no, it's on contrary because I don't walk around and wanting to fight people all day.
Exactly.
It's just when the opportunity has to arise. And so my mind switches, and I almost black out. I'm like, hey.
Right. Yo, that's the
like
power.
You just took me out of my peaceful zone. Now I'm not going to be there for a while.
Let me ask you a question, Steady. You get deja vu?
You said, do I have deja vu when it happens?
Did
man.
You get it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. All right, good. All right. Well, you know, you a gifted one. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody can see shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We walks among the blessed. You gotta recognize that it's a lot more that you probably got than you've seen in your life that you ain't even recognizing anymore to these days because you're grown up.
You know what's crazy? I mean, you know, sometimes some of this stuff that and I'm going to be real. I know I keep it real with y'all.
Right.
You know, some of these guys have said so many years that, you know, it's just them just trying to get offer money or whatever. One thing I can say that is always, you know, whether it was them or someone that didn't, that just is out in the world or whatnot, one thing they've always said is that I have a gift of, you know, of vision or whatnot. I can envision something in crazy, like I'm almost like some psychic ability that I have, and it's
right.
I believe that at the end of the day, man. I mean, sometimes I scare the hell out of me because
you can see the moves ahead, like a chess game. Like you can see the moves ahead before they even made.
It scares the hell out of me sometimes if that happens. And I'll tell somebody, they'll think I'm shitting with them, and I'm telling them exactly the way something's going to play out, and it will play out the exact way, step by step, the way I said it's going to play out.
Exactly. My mother, you know, I deal with a lot of root work and a lot of visionaries, you know, and things that happen in my life as well. Just recognize them. Don't be scared of them because they can help you. God didn't give them to you for no reason. It's only one God that made us, the extraterrestrials, the planets, the stars. You know, it's one God above all, and every race before us in religion or, you know, cult or whatever talks about it in their books and ancient writings and scriptures and different things of that nature, no matter how they describe it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying you get it. Recognize that shit and use it to the best of your ability. God gave it to you for a reason, whether it's to save somebody's life, your own, whether it's to progress you in life, you know what I'm saying? You know, Don't tuck that away. These are gifts. You know, people these days worry about the wrong things these days, you know, from the houses, the cars, the bills. Or, you know, we lost tune of, you know, Mother Nature and love and dignity and honor and respect and loyalty, you know, and sacrifice and,
you know, different things of that nature, you know, that, you know, it's just sad. It's the epitome of death. It is. And I just, for me, being so emotional about it, it turned me towards the type of music I create. So enjoy that shit.
Definitely. Man, as we get come to a close, like I said, man, I appreciate you coming through because, one, like I said, I always like people that bring a difference to the table and always just being themselves. And, two, you know, I appreciate just being humble, just you and your humble nature.
I appreciate you.
What you've done, man.
Right. Thank you. Yeah.
And I can't wait till we do this again because we've been talking. I can't tell y'all everything me and him been talking about, but it's some stuff that we have coming up. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
I gotta say, just stay tuned. All right, as we roll on now. Oh, I got one more announcement to make to y'all too. We just started this week, and it's gonna go on through June 30th. We're gonna have, because y'all know I've removed the theme song from the show. It's because I am now gearing you guys up into realizing we want a new theme song for the show now.
And so,
basically, so you want to have a chance of being the official theme song of the show, in which, you know, we've had some great ones so far in the past, but it's time to move on and do another one, man. What I want y'all to do is, for between now and the 30th, come up with a 60-second. I think I did something stupid and I typed in something. I said 60-minute. Like, what the hell was I thinking? So I'm going to say 60-second. I'm about to 60 seconds. And, you know, based it off the whole catchphrase that we say, you know, at the end of the show, which I will say that in a second because I want to ruin it, but base it off the catchphrase that we always at the end of the show. Surround your theme song around that and just kind of put your own into it. Like, the one thing I say about everyone that's been on has had a theme song, that's had the official theme song so far, it's always been the way they want to do it. And they take the small element from the show and say, hey, let's make that, this is how I perceive it. So just do you. And then after June 30th, me and two other judges, we'll be judging them. We'll pick a top three and then release to the public to vote for which one is the best one. Whoever has the best one will be the new official theme song of Life at the Dust Live. So it is what it is. And then we're also giving out prizes for it, too. So y'all definitely don't want to miss out on that.
Hell yeah. Don't miss it.
All right, that being said, rolling on out, reminder, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, for there's a J, where's a YZ,
or
there's a U,
ready.
There is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, rolling on out, and on that note, in the words of Chris Brown, deuces.